let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Uncommon Poems, Common People by T.D. Cruiser is a compilation of poems written over the last 40 years. It combines the traditional poetic elements of turn of phrase and open and multiple interpretations for the reader, while at the same time, most of the poems are written in common sense language that most people will be able to relate to and find easier to understand. Now, what makes this book interesting is that it reflects the common experiences and emotions that most of us will go through and can relate to. It's intended to be enriching, inspiring, and to instill within the reader a renewed sense of hope and purpose. The author, T.D. Cruiser, is active in various ministries in his local Episcopal Church in Federal Way, Washington, writing for over 40 years. This is his second book. Raised in Iowa, the youngest of five children, has overcome numerous personal challenges that reflect in his writing, and while it helped him to grow and develop along the way to become the person that he is today. T.D. is an Air Force veteran of 9 years, served at various bases worldwide, graduated with a B.S. in pharmacy from the University of Iowa in 1991, a practicing pharmacist for 23 years, retired cancer survivor now. Uncommon Poems, Common People recently entered into the prestigious Reader's Favorite Book Contest, earning a 5-star review. And the author, T.D. Cruiser, joining us on This Week in America. Terry, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
I mentioned, 40 years that you've been doing this and really sharing your thoughts and emotions in a way that we all can relate to. How did you start writing? Where did this begin for you?
Well, I'm 63 now. I like to consider myself as pretty much a fully formed adult. Maturity and temperament. But as far as when I started writing, I started composing poetry in 1977 at the age of 18. Initially, it provided an outlet for a lot of the emotional struggles I was going through at the time, being a young person away from home. Sharing some of my work with friends, it provided an opportunity to show them that I was able to be able to relate to many of the same types of struggles that they were going through. Sometimes, theirs and mine would overlap, sometimes not. Over time, my own life gradually matured and stabilized, and then my writing did expand out to other forms of composition, personal diaries and journals, essays, commentary on various other subjects. Many of these would address topics like Uncommon does, such as personal growth and a better understanding of people and their emotions, just the world and our lives in general. These are the themes that Uncommon Poems deals with.
The book, by the way, available at the usual places, Amazon, for example, Barnes & Noble, usual places. We'll have a link on our website for Amazon so you can get information on T.D. Cruiser. And Cruiser is K-R-U-S-E-R. So if you're Googling it, T.D. Cruiser, K-R-U-S-E-R. The title of the book is interesting, Uncommon Poems, Common People. That captures your attention. How did you decide on the title for this book, Uncommon Poems, Common People?
Well, I wanted the book title to reflect its content. The original working title that I started using in 2018 was Uncommon Poems for Common People. I found out later that this title was almost identical, almost word for word, differing by only one word, the, from another recently published book. So to avoid any potential confusion, I shortened it to Uncommon Poems, Common People. As a lot of people can be turned off to poetry, because the writing might be difficult to understand, the meaning might be hard to fathom or interpret. I wanted my work to be uniquely different with its use of the more common conversational type of language, thereby making my kind of poetry uncommon and is hopefully to be better understood by most people. As to the use of my phrase, common people, it was my intent that my writing should easily connect with most, what they think and what they feel and what they have going on in their lives. Most is relatable because it connects in intimate and understandable ways some of the most common human themes: love, loss, depression, our memories, our search for self-identity, relationships, and just, you know, a lot of what life is all about. My reviews have said that my unique form of writing style is unique, and I'm not sure what makes it unique, but I use a lot of metaphors that people can really identify with. What can be more common vehicles to use for expression than the things we see and feel every day? I tend to use the natural world a lot, such as water, the weather, beach, mountains, etc., as well as simple everyday material objects. These create easy vehicles for association.
You know, I think what makes your working unique is that we understand it. So often we get maybe a negative of poetry as we're studying it in school. It's like, I don't really understand what they're trying to say. Why don't they just say it? Well, Terry says it. T.D. Cruiser is our guest, and you can understand. One review says, like a voice that speaks for all. And what a compliment. That really talks about the relatability in the book. The book is Uncommon Poems, Common People, T.D. Cruiser, K-R-U-S-E-R. Book available the usual places. Terry, why did you decide now to publish this book of poems?
Actually, some of my poems have been previously published in my first book in 2009. That one was called The Edge, How to Find and Balance Yourself in an Unbalanced World. That was a much more extensive and far-reaching book, and I was very inexperienced as an author at the time. In that book, the poetry only played a small part. A book had its flaws. I tended to use a lot of run-on sentences. I was told it was written at a postgraduate level as far as some of the language that I used. So it had its flaws. But at the time, I was kind of in a hurry to get it into print as I was going through radiation and chemotherapy at the time. I'm healthier now. I've been in the process of switching a lot of my writing over from, you know, hand copy, old computer printouts, you know, in more digitalized format. I decided that I still had a lot of more great stuff worthy of sharing. It would be a shame not to do anything with it. So with this book, I decided to focus more on the poetry. I'm really happy with the result.
Well, and you should be. The book is doing so well. The book is Uncommon Poems, Common People, T.D. Cruiser, that's K-R-U-S-E-R, book available wherever books are sold. Send you to Amazon. We've got his link, Terry's link on Amazon. You go directly there and get information. Who would you consider as the primary audience for your books? I would broadly say everybody, but it's probably a little more narrowly focused than that, because we can all learn from the introspection you bring to all of us as we're reading the book. Who in particular, was there a target audience you had in mind as you were writing Uncommon Poems, Common People?
Actually, there really wasn't. I'd say pretty much anybody, you know, who kind of has more of a mature or developing a maturity, you know, desire to understand their lives. So, you know, pretty much from late adolescence upwards, regardless of their stage in life, I think would benefit. For the mature, well-settled individual, I'd say my writing gives them something to appreciate as they look back upon their lives, the struggles they faced and their successes in overcoming them. On the other end of the spectrum, we have mostly younger, not as secure people, who might be able to benefit from the guidance that can be provided from the voices of others who've been through a lot of the similar things that they're going through right now. Uncommon Poems addresses questions and offers perspective in a lot of areas of those who are still trying to establish their own worldview and responding to some of those questions they may have about themselves and what's going on in their lives. On the other side of the coin, people who don't like or don't deal well with taking a good, honest, introspective look at themselves and their lives are probably not going to appreciate the book very much, because it would challenge them. Anybody else, I think, would benefit from it. The writing is designed to appeal to those who don't normally read poetry. Again, as mentioned, it's written in common, everyday language. You stole the same quote that I was going to say too, a voice that speaks to all, one that makes poetry accessible and understandable. to have reviewers come right out and say that was very gratifying, as this was one of my goals for the book, to be relatable, easy to understand, and to be able to make a connection with most anyone. The thing that makes it able to connect most people is it addresses feelings and emotions that we all experience at some time in our lives. Love, loss, loneliness, friendship, identity, despair and hope, as well as renewal and growth. These are all common themes for most people. So I think that my writing should be able to strike a chord with almost any reader.
There is something there for everybody, and this is the perfect book to put up on the bookshelf and to refer to from time to time as you go through different phases in your life. I mentioned the reviews, and you touched on them there. The reviews have been excellent. Talk about the reviews, what you learned from a review, and what it's like to have people that will basically summarize what your intent was in writing this book. How have the reviews been to you as the author?
Oh, they've been gratifying, very gratifying. The majority of my reviews initially came through my dealings with the online book club. They provided me with one official review, which I received the highest rating, as several additional reviews from less professional, that is to say, volunteer book reviewers. As you mentioned, you know, I did recently submit my book to the Reader's Favorites Book Contest. Unfortunately, I won't find out the results on that until September 1st, but I did receive the higher ranking. As for reviews themselves, they've been real positive. They've been very consistent. I'll just read a few of the other comments that they came up with. The book was easy and pleasant to read, written in everyday, simple, and understand language. The writing was effective in communicating hard-to-define or explain emotions as two topics close to the heart, and as such was highly relatable. Again, here, a few reviewers mentioned my style of writing as unique, but done in such a way that the reader is able to empathize with, because the person could easily see themselves and identifying with the feelings and situations expressed, simply because, you know, we all experience these same type of things in our own lives.
Yes.
The book was enjoyable and exceeded expectations. It was a pleasant surprise, worthwhile read. A couple of reviewers even related to some of the deeper meanings of the book. One even commented that the writing addresses questions that people yearn for answers for and offers meanings that are satisfying. I was just thrilled, you know, when I saw those comments.
Also favorable and well-deserved. The book is Uncommon Poems, Common People by T.D. Cruiser. Cruiser is K-R-U-S-E-R. Book available wherever books are sold. And we'll have all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'm sure as you went into this project, you put this this collection together, you had it published, you have it for the public to read, you had some goals that you wanted to achieve, you had something that that you were looking for to happen in the reader, the response you got. How did the book meet the overall goals that you have? You have to be quite satisfied with Uncommon Poems, Common People.
I really am. As far as the goals, that really depends on which measure you choose to use. Of course, there could always be more book sales. Every author wants that. But that's not necessarily how I measure success. As to the critical reviews I've been getting, again, very successful, very consistent, very gratifying. As to putting this collection together, as to my wish to express my poetry that any common person could relate to, that was another goal that I think I really succeeded on. But at the same time, it offers deeper interpretations and the use of metaphors that adds more appeal for the more in-depth poetry reader who expects a little bit more. Those features are exactly what I intended. All these things I mentioned are but what lies on the surface. On a more personal level, there are other things that I'm trying to accomplish through my writing, primary of which is that I would wish for my readers that if needed, that they would be able, through my writing, to come to a place of better self-peace and growth in their own lives. This is something I take an active interest in because it took me so long to work through a lot of my own life struggles. a lot of those struggles I wasn't able to resolve until well into my middle age. A few of my reviewers were able to identify and relate to these features. One even described my writing as a life teaching book. I don't think very likely I'll ever find out much as far as any given reader's personal stories or experiences. The reason I feel that is because I have friends who are teachers, and in talking with them, I find that a common theme of both writing and teaching is that they're both faith professions. What I mean by that is that we do the best we can, knowing that it can be the rarest of moments for us to find out if our efforts have borne any fruit or not through our efforts. As most books are, like mine, are not bestsellers, that makes it even more rare. But it's also important to understand that it's not just about my goals. The reader's expectations and their experience of the book are also very relevant, especially for poetry. Some read just for enjoyment. Some like the experience of seeing the world through another person's point of view. Others look for even more. They're open to the process, and what they read, they're looking to gain something. They look forward to the possibility that they may be moved emotionally, that what they read may carry the possibility of changing their knowledge, thinking, or perspective. If the reviews that I've received are any indication, if I haven't successfully achieved these goals, at least I put forth a really great effort.
A super effort. You get a perfect 10 for the effort you put forward. And by the way, just a touch of feedback there on Skype. This is a video version available as well. We're recording this on Skype with video. You can actually see Terry. We've got the book cover up on the screen. You can go Google it, go to YouTube and look for it. Or if you go to thisweekinamerica.us and you go to at the top of the screen there, you'll find an area that's got videos. Click it. That will take you to our YouTube page and be able to see Terry as he's discussing the book, T.D. Cruiser, K-R-U-S-E-R. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk maybe give me a word. Define your book. If someone said, I'm in a rush, Terry, I want to hear about your book. Give me a word or a sentence about your book. How would you define Uncommon Poems, Common People?
Well, relationship is the first word that comes to mind, not only as to the relationships that we have with one another, but as to the relationship we have with ourselves. A true relationship involves knowing in a deeply personal way that which lies beyond the surface or the superficial. That's what a lot of my writing is about. It's common for us to think of a relationship in first in our terms of feelings and emotions, the ways we feel towards others, the way we feel about ourselves, the way they feel about us. This only scratches the surface, though. The connection aspect of relationship is that it's not a fixed point. It constantly changes with time, as well as it has as much to do with all the aspects that make up relationship between ourselves or others. Change is constant because it is impossible for relationships not to shift between people who have feelings, who make choices and act on their own free wills. Relationship is just as much about experiencing each other's emotions and their life paths. I focus a lot on those emotional aspects that we all aspire to in our lives. As to the overlying theme of the book, I'd have to say it's a voyage of self-discovery in the midst of life change, which, of course, is the essential theme of what being on the edge, a part of the book, is all about.
Yeah, relationship really is a word that describes what you do, the message in Terry's book, Uncommon Poems, Common People. A few minutes left on the program. I want to ask if you've got some personal favorites. You have so many here, so well done. Poems, singular lines, maybe verses. What are some of the ones that impress you, the author of these, that you feel like, okay, I really like this message?
That will vary at any given time, depending like what I'm going through, or what emotions through. The ones which mirror my own relationships and life experiences, past and present, positive and negative, always strike a chord. Those are really too many to mention. I have a few of those. Dreamer probably reflects my own aspirations, I think. I also have a few favorite individual verses and lines. In my poem Aftermath, we have, "Day slips into night, with loss of thought comes loss of fright." I always find that kind of chilling. In Blunt Instruments, a poem about how sometimes words and feelings are kept locked down deep inside, there's the final line, jagged-edged thoughts concealed deep within, which in painful silence forced to endure. I find that really moving too. In the poem Integrity, I love my end verse. It is through these by which others will recall us, how fondly we may be remembered, the reflections of our souls thus measured. How well we succeed in doing these things, they mirror and define our paths. It is by these that we chart our own destinies. It is we who compose our own epitaphs.
Well, it's important, everything that you talk about, all of the issues, it's interesting to find the ones that you particularly like. And it sounds like you can go back and look up various poems you've written at various stages of your life and learn or relearn something, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I believe personally life tends to move in cycles and circles. And, sometimes there's things that, we've forgotten and have to relearn, especially when it comes to our relationships with other people.
You're able to do that, and that's why I say this is such an important part, in addition to a library, a home library, Uncommon Poems, Common People by T.D. Kruser, that's K-R-U-S-E-R. I want to mention a couple that as I read, really resonate. And in fact, I tell you, when you read, the last one you read is your favorite, because it's like, yeah, that touches all the bases. Then you read another one, and it's like, Terry has done it again. Starting with People, a poem you have, "People I watch and I listened and I wait for them to let a piece of themselves go. And I grab it and save it, for it's a precious thing. Writing is a way of retaining it so that someday it may come back to them." Talk about the genesis of that. How did that come about?
Oh, that's probably very early on as far as writing that. I think a lot of that perspective probably comes from the, as a writer, I find a lot of my source material in real life. I'm an introverted person. So that's where that comes from, as far as like, I watch and I listen, and then I kind of try to find some level of empathy with the other person, some type of commonality and connectivity. And then, basically through my writing, I try to feed that back to people.
The book is Uncommon Poems, Common People. I'm going to touch on one more here. T.D. Kruser, K-R-U-S-E-R. The title is Quest. The search for a life made is a dream of youth, an end, a beginning. We claim as our right, we plan, we dream, we connive, and we scheme throughout every waking day, through every sleepless night. You really sort of summarize that so well there. That's one that I'm sure you get a lot of comment on. At Quest, and I would assume that was towards the beginning of the book, so I'm assuming that was written some time ago.
Oh yeah. Again, very early on in my career, and as far as that one goes, it's that commonality that we want somebody to connect with. We want to find somebody we search for, that they would search us out. And the end of the poem is that we watch and we listen and we shine our light. So we put forward our best qualities to try to attract other people in order to try to fulfill our needs and incorporate them into what we want for our lives.
And I love that. We plan, we dream, we connive, and we scheme. We'll do whatever it takes to accomplish
to get those ends. Yeah, sure.
Yes. A few minutes left here in the program. You've written this. You're getting all the accolades. How do you see yourself as a writer? What has this done for the writing part of T.D. Kruser?
Well, I mentioned before that I'm kind of introverted, and I try to take my inspiration through the people and things around me. When it comes to my writing, as far as my life view, I'm a very odd combination. As to our life experiences in general, watching news, politics, whatever, I tend to be a realist, much of the mind that I hope for the best, but I plan and expect the worst. When it comes to our emotions, I like to keep things very real as to the things we feel, both the positive and the negative. with most of my writing, a sense of realism takes front and center stage, the light all the way to the very, very dark. And I'll admit, you know, my book has a lot of light and Asshole has a lot of dark, but it just doesn't stop there. In transitioning from our darker to our lighter sides, I'm quite the opposite, and I'm an idealist. And as an example, I'll set the stage as far as experiencing loneliness and depression, but I just don't stop there, and it's not my intention that my readers should either. One of my reviewers commented that my writing reveals the pain that can come with living and loving, but it also, and I quote, it exudes the strong will to never give up, not on oneself, nor on others, nor on love itself. So if you read through the dark and make your way to the light, the experience is one of an unapologetic optimism. I offer up high expectations as to the best of what we could be as far as our own self-realization, the best in human nature, the overall goal of coming to a sense of self-peace within oneself, and all the highest expectations that can be experienced in our closest friendships and other relationships. As the experience of writing itself, I see myself as the most dedicated artist. It's the passion of self-expression. We paint, we sculpt, we write, first and foremost to please ourselves and put it into form what it is we feel inside. It's almost a selfish kind of thing that we do to please ourselves. If it so happens that others like it, are able to empathize with it, or that if some way they can emotionally relate to it, then so much the better.
Well, the time has gone by so quickly. T.D. Krueser, K-R-U-S-E-R, our guest on the program, Uncommon Poems, Common People. Anything that you would like to maybe summarize about the book, or anything else you'd like to talk about in our closing seconds here about the book, Uncommon Poems?
Sure. A few of my reviewers have commented on the change of tone in the book as it progresses from the more emotional, the more immature, to a more mature and analytical approach, not only to the poems themselves, but also to the writing style as it goes along. As to the process, I address this somewhat in the afterword of the book. The first half of the book actually kind of tells a story, that of a younger person falling in love, encountering a life's emotional realities as far as the loss, and then, you know, they question themselves as far as the search for self-identity because of it. You know, that's the way the first part is written, of a young emotional person. Tells up about the a breakup of a love relationship, and then it can get very dark as far as the tone of loss and loneliness, opening the potential way for change. This brings us back to, you know, the growth theme, that having experienced our darkest times, once they've been endured and resolved, there's every possibility to work our way through back to the light. Well, we get stronger with the experience. And then eventually we come to a place of contentment and peace. I like to put it very simply, is there is resolution. This format is quite intentional and purposeful to demonstrate that no matter how low we may feel that our lives can get, things can get better. There is so much that is possible. Others have done it. Why can't I? One reviewer referred to my book as a living, preaching, and teaching book, and I quote here, akin to wisdom literature. Now that one really blew me away, as far as you know, the ability to tell, instruct, and give perspective. I readily agree with that, because how we view the world, ourselves, and our lives has everything to do with the idea that either things will stay the same or they can change. Can I change? How can life be made better? The revelation of a different point of view as part of my personal philosophy and a different way of thinking about things can make all the difference in the world and our lives. As people, we have an unfortunate tendency, and I've been there, believe me, to get stuck in just one way of thinking. Change comes with new perspectives and ways of looking at things. Uncommon Poems can help with that, because, you know, I interject, you know, to try to shake people out of those funks. I don't profess to have the ability to change lives, but I'm a great believer that if equipped with the needed tools, people have a tremendous ability to change their own paths. There is encouragement for people in knowing that they are not alone in the things that they go through. It's comforting. There is a certain kind of strength that comes with the knowledge and realization of commonality.
Well, the time has gone by so quickly, and the question that probably people are asking, will there be another poetry book coming soon from T.D. Cruiser? Are you working on something now that you'll share with us?
I think a poetry book is probably going to be unlikely, at least in the near-term future. Of course, over the years, I built up quite a collection of poems. There's a few gems I've been holding on to. But to be honest, with a lot of writing, there's a lot of real stinkers, too. there's a handful that would be much more appropriate to be used as song lyrics rather than outright poetry. In fact, one of my reviewers commented that some of my poems had a musical quality to them. So I just don't think there's enough exceptional material that would justify another poetry book, especially one that would meet the level of this one. In my writings over the years, I gravitated more from poetry to essays that flesh out in greater detail many of the same themes as this book, most having to do with life lessons learned and what I can contribute from my own experience that might help others along in their own lives. A lot of what I've been working on recently is from the perspective of what I know and understand now. It would have been really helpful if I would have known these things like when I was a lot younger.
Yes.
I've been working on that one off and on, but as of right now, I'm not sure if I'll ever get around to finishing it or publishing it. I'm very much an on-again, off-again writer.
So, well, you can always Google T.D. Cruiser, K-R-U-S-A-R, to see what's new, his author page at Amazon. Book available literally wherever books are sold. Send it to Amazon. That's the easy one to remember. T.D. Cruiser, that's K-R-U-S-E-R. And, Terry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success, the accolades, all of the honors you've received for Uncommon Poems, Common People. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Rick, and I really appreciate the opportunity, for you to help me spread the word.
Well, it's very important. You touch a lot of people. The reviews are excellent. The book is Uncommon Poems, Common People. T.D. Cruiser, once again, K-R-U-S-E-R. Book available at Amazon. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.